The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Hey, I've got some tickets to give away in a few minutes. Not right now. Not right now. But in a few minutes. And the reason I'm giving you a fair warning is because I want to make sure that you can attend. There's going to be a wonderful, wonderful concert down at Crossroads Church in Chillicothe tomorrow night. The Hoppers are going to be there. One of the top Southern gospel groups in America. Joseph Habedank, who is a Dove Award winner, just last year, he was voted the number one Southern gospel soloist in America. Joy and I know Joseph. We're not close personal friends, but he is the real deal. He's going to be there. The Joneses are going to be there. The Good News Trio going to be there tomorrow night at Crossroads Church in Circleville. Now, I've got three pair of tickets to give away, but not right now. In a little bit, I'll tell you how you can win them. But I want to make sure you can go. It's tomorrow night, Crossroads Church in Circleville. Tomorrow night. All right? So check your calendar. Make sure that you can go. And then be ready to call in a little bit. Again, it's a Sing Praise concert at Crossroads Church in Circleville. The Hoppers are going to be there. Joseph Habedank, the Joneses, the Good News Trio. It looks like I wish Joy and I could go. We love the Hoppers. We love Joseph Habedank. And sometime I'll tell you a funny story about Joy and I were with Joseph Habedank, and I called him Humperdink. If you can go tomorrow night, be ready to call in a few minutes, and I've got tickets to give away. So that'll be in a little bit. I promised you that we were going to dip into the weird and wacky, the absolutely loony file. If you want to know how just absolutely loony the religious left can become, the theological left, people who call themselves Christians but are just so off the chart on the left, liberal, progressive, whatever you want to call it. Union Seminary in New York is one of the world's most liberal Christian. They would still call themselves a Christian seminary, Union Seminary. They issued a tweet yesterday that is just so bizarre, off the chart. And with the tweet is a picture. And I'm looking at the picture, and here is a group of students, and they're in chapel. They're sitting in chairs in chapel. In the middle of the room, dirt has been poured on the floor, if you can visualize this. There's a whole bunch of dirt. It looks like it's probably about probably 10 feet square, and the dirt is probably an inch thick. On top of the dirt is a variety of plants, like house plants. There's a potted palm, and there's some, it looks like a schefflera and maybe a pothos. If you're impressed with my knowledge of plants, that's about all I know. A good variety of house plants in pots sitting on the dirt. In front of the dirt where the plants are, is a woman sitting cross-legged in front of the plants. Are you with me? You got that visualized? Okay. Here is the tweet from the president of Union Seminary. Today in chapel, we confessed to plants. Together, we held our grief, joy, regret, hope, guilt, and sorrow in prayer, offering them to the beings who sustain us, but whose gift we too often fail to honor. Are you whacked out yet? Are you grossed out yet? It gets worse. Under that, the question: what do you confess to the plants in your life? All right. I honestly thought this was the Babylon Bee. I honestly thought this was a parody. I honestly thought this was a joke. But it's not. This really happened yesterday in chapel at Union Seminary. They spread out a bunch of dirt on the floor in the chapel, and they put on the dirt a bunch of houseplants, and they took turns kneeling, sitting in front of the plants, confessing their grief, their joy, their regret, their hope, their guilt, and sorrow in prayer. Again, I'm quoting, offering them, what? Their prayers. To who? The plants. To the beings who sustain us, but whose gift we too often fail to honor. And then the question, what do you confess to the plants in your life? A reputable news source says, a top progressive seminary in New York had its seminarians profess their sins to plants yesterday. Union Theological Seminary in Harlem, New York, a progressive Christian seminary, tweeted Tuesday that its seminarians confessed to plants. The seminary then asked their Twitter users, what do you confess to the plants in your life? The news report goes on and says, the seminary often uses social justice issues to bring people together. Yeah. Now, by the way, this is the same seminary that last year tweeted a picture of a Photoshop picture of children in cages down at the border. Remember that? And they tweeted, tonight, Jesus is a child torn from their parents weeping in a cage. And then it was, you know, the tweet then condemned Donald Trump and immigration policy and so forth. Yeah. But this actually happened yesterday. Union Seminary at one time was considered to be one of America's premier educational institutions to prepare people for ministry. And yesterday they sat around a pile of dirt and confessed to houseplants and acknowledged them as, quote, the beings who sustain us, but whose gift we too often fail to honor. Confessing your sins to houseplants. All righty. But my friend, you're going to laugh. This is hysterical. This is loony. This is crazy. This is insane. This is nutso. I mean, it's off the chart in being loony. But remember the principle we talk about all the time? When you begin traveling down a road Don't look where it'll take you in a mile or 10 miles. Look at where it will take you in 1,000 miles or 5,000 miles. When you begin diminishing the authority of Scripture, when you begin questioning the authority of Scripture, and you give equal authority to other writings and so on and so forth, and you begin worshiping the creature more than the Creator, as we are warned about in the book of Romans, when we honestly believe in evolution and that we're just a product of Mother Earth, when you start traveling down that road, this is the insane destination you arrive at. You actually begin praying to plants in a so-called Christian seminary. It doesn't get much more bizarre than that. All right. Quick break. We'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right, if you were listening earlier, I told you I have some tickets to give away. Listen carefully. Tomorrow night, Sing Praise Concert at Crossroads Church in Circleville, Ohio. The Hoppers, one of the most popular groups in Southern gospel music. Joseph Habedank, who last year was voted the number one soloist in all of Southern gospel music. The Joneses, the Good News Trio. This is all tomorrow night at Crossroads Church in Circleville, Ohio. And I've got tickets to give away. I have three pair of tickets to give away. And we're going to do that right now. To callers 1, 2, and 3. We'll make it easy. The first three callers to call 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. These tickets are $20, and I got three pair to give away to the first three callers. Now, don't call unless you can go. Tomorrow night, Circleville, Ohio, the Sing Praise Concert at Crossroads Church in Circleville. The first three callers to call 877-BOB-LIVE, and they're gone. Yeah, it didn't take long. I wish we could be there. It's at 6:30 tomorrow night. The Hoppers, wow. Joy and I went to the National Quartet Convention last year. And my goodness, the Hoppers are great. And that's where Joseph Habedank was voted the number one Southern gospel soloist in America. He has quite a testimony. He got hooked on prescription drugs, and God delivered him. So anyway, tickets are gone, but it's tomorrow night if you want to get your tickets. Call the church, Crossroads Church in Circleville. Tickets are available. Tomorrow night concert is at 6:30. It's going to be a great, great concert, but the free tickets gone. All right, we were talking about weird and wacky in the religious world a few moments ago. Union Seminary in New York having their seminarians gather around a pile of dirt in the chapel and pray to houseplants. And by the way, that story is now posted at Facebook and on Twitter if you don't believe it. And I wouldn't believe it. Oh, my goodness. And then we have this. here's the head. This is from ABC News. Okay. Headline. Russian priests spray holy water from plane to stop alcohol use and fornication. It's a real story. This is not a parody either. This is ABC News. Here's the story. Russian Orthodox priests in the central Russian city of Tver took to the skies in a small airplane to save citizens from drunkenness and fornication, reported a Russian local media outlet. On September 11th, Sobriety Day, an unofficial Russian holiday, the priest carried 70 liters, which is about 18 gallons of holy water, onto the aircraft. Once the plane reached an altitude of approximately 800 feet, the blessings began. Clergymen held a prayer service before pouring the holy water out of the plane's door. Priests tipped the water out from a large chalice in an 80 gallons? Yeah, that is, no, 18 gallons. 18, that is still a big chalice. 18 gallons. Oh, my goodness. Priests tipped the water out of a large chalice in an attempt to heal those suffering from alcoholism and drug addiction. A married couple that claims the husband was miraculously cured of alcoholism was also on the flight. Father Alexander, one of the priests, said the ritual is designed to stop the use of alcohol, drugs, and to stop fornication. Okay, and I've got pictures here of Father, what's his name? Father, I got to turn back. Father, I just read it. Father Alexander, I've got a picture here of Father Alexander getting ready to pour holy water out of the plane. Now, I'm not making fun of the terrible problem in Russia. Alcoholism is a horrible, horrible scourge in Russia. The average Russian, you ready for this? The World Health Organization says the average Russian, consumes about 4 gallons of alcohol per person per year. 4 gallons of alcohol per person per year. Somehow, I don't know how pouring holy water out of a plane is going to change people's hearts, but I suppose stranger things have happened. I suppose. All right, coming up on the top of the hour break, here's my telephone number if you want to get involved, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Bob Bernie Live will continue in just a moment.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.